There's a whole discussion regarding the mitzvah of Parshas Zachar on whether one has to understand every word of Parshas Zachar or it's enough just to have the Havana, have the understanding of what it's saying in Parshas Zachar, of Zachar is Amalek, Timcha is Zachar Amalek. If you have your general understanding, you don't have to. So that's a debate among the Achronim. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach has an interesting Raya. He wants to bring a proof that no, it's good enough. We'll see if it's a prank talks about it. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's enough to understand it. What's his Raya? Because it's a famous shita of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, the story is, let's say someone can't make it to shul, Shabbos Parsha Zachar. So now what do you do? So the different ages what to do. If you can make it to shul, do you do it at home, etc.? But one of the options are, according to the Magen Avram, is if you come to Shul Purim Day and they read Vayavo Amalek Parshas Peshalach, so one could be Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah is Cholek. Another Achronim say there's not enough of a Timcha. It's only, it focuses too much on Zecha. That could be the based on the Meshach Chachma, the Ramban, and Parshas Kiseite. That's part of the issue, whether Zachar and Timcha are independent mitzvah or Zachar connected to Timcha. So that's part of the debate. If you assume that Zachar is independent and Timcha is independent, so Vayavo Amalek should cut it. But if it's part of the same mitzvah, so then there's not enough of Mechila, that could be the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham writes that you can be Yotze. In fact, even says it by men. And based on this, other posts can say, based on the Magen Avraham, then even if you don't go, even the Mishnah Berurah should agree that when it comes to women, it's a general question if the Chayiv and Parshas Zachar or not. But even if you assume they are, so then women should be Yotze with Vayavo Amalek. Because Maman HaShach, if it's connected to Mechiyah, so then the Pater, because the Labanei Mechaman, like the Chinuch says, if you're telling me it's an independent mitzvah, so Vayavo Amalek should cut it. So we see from the Magen Avraham that but you could be Yote Zechirias Amalek with Vayavo Amalek. And the end of Parsha Bishalach Vayavo Amalek is totally different than the words of Zechirias Amalek. He says it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah would even say. It's a no-go. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's a go. So therefore, we see the Shlomo Zalman says that the words itself aren't important. Obviously, everyone agrees you should try to hear every word and pay attention. But if you understood most of the words and you knew what was going on, that would be enough to fulfill your mitzvah Parshas Zachar. You don't have to hear every word. Or that we could be yotzei with Parshas Bishalach.